No city is more inclined than Usapia to enjoy life and flee care. And to make the leap from life to death less abrupt, the inhabitants have constructed an identical copy of their city underground. All corpses dried in such a way that the skeleton remains sheathed in yellow skin are carried down there to continue their former activities. And of these activities, it is their carefree moments that take first place. Most of the corpses are seated around laden tables or placed in dancing positions or made to play little trumpets. But all the trades and professions of the living Usapia are also at work below ground, or at least those that the living performed with more contentment than irritation. The clockmaker, amid all the stopped clocks of his shop. Places his parchment against an out-of-tune grandfather's clock. A barber, with a dry brush, lathers the cheekbones of an actor learning his role, studying the script with hollow sockets. A girl with a laughing skull milks the carcass of a heifer. To be sure, many of the living want a fate after death different from their lot in life. The necropolis is crowded with big-game hunters, mezzo-sopranos, bankers, violinists, duchesses, courtesans, generals, more than the living city ever contained. The job of accompanying the dead down below and arranging them in the desired place is assigned to a confraternity of hooded brothers. No one else has access to the Usapia of the dead, and everything known about it has been learned from them. They say that the same confraternity exists among the dead and that it never fails to lend a hand. The hooded brothers, after death, will perform the same job in the other Usapia. Rumor has it that some of them are already dead but continue going up and down. In any case, this confraternity's authority in the Usapia of the living is vast. They say that every time they go below, they find something changed in the lower Usapia. The dead make innovations in their city, not many, but surely the fruit of sober reflection, not passing whims. From one year to the next, they say, the Usapia of the dead becomes unrecognizable, and the living, to keep up with them, also want to do everything that the hooded brothers tell them about the novelties of the dead. So the Usapia of the living has taken to copying its underground copy. They say that this has not just now begun to happen. Actually, it was the dead who built the upper Usapia in the image of their city. They say that in the Twin Cities, there is no longer any way of knowing who is alive and who is dead.